Phoenix and the Carpet by E. Nesbitt. Copyright Burlington Books, 2011. Chapter 1. Help! Fire! It's the 4th of November, and tomorrow night is Guy Fawkes Night. My sister and brothers and I love Guy Fawkes Night. This year the twins, Anthea and Robert, buy exciting, colourful fireworks. We can't wait to light them. Tomorrow is so far away.
Why don't we light one now?
Says my 9-year-old brother Charles.
It's dangerous to light fireworks in the house, says Anthea.
She's 13 and very responsible. Robert is her twin, but he does stupid things sometimes.
Oh, come on, just a little one,
he says, and I agree immediately. I'm Jane, and I'm 11. We choose a red firework and put it on the carpet. Robert tries to light it, but nothing happens. Now it's my turn. I hold a match near the firework, and it lights suddenly. There's a loud bang, then another, and the firework falls onto the carpet. Immediately, the carpet starts to burn, and we're shocked.
Help! Fire!
We shout. Anthea and Robert quickly roll the carpet, and this stops the fire. But there's a terrible smell in the room. Mother hears the noise and enters the playroom. She looks at the carpet. There's a big hole in the middle. Now we've got a problem.
What happened?
We explain about the firework, and Mother is furious.
That was very stupid and dangerous,
she shouts.
You must never light a firework in a house. You're lucky you're okay and there wasn't a big fire. Give me all your fireworks immediately.